Hey, what's up, SG Besties? This is the Fresh SG Best, and I'm back with the rest.
Hey, everyone. This is Sarah, and welcome to my show. Woo-hoo!
So today I have kind of a weird idea. I don't think too many people are talking to you about this, but I'm going to talk to you about community and finding your financial advisor community. And I know that y'all are going to say, what are you, crazy? I'm not giving my trade secrets away to other financial advisors. I get that. And you say to me, oh, I'm not talking to other financial advisors. They're going to try to take my clients. I get that too. Way back when I was in the business, I remember I was a lead finder at one point. Like my role on, I was doing this team project and my role was to find the leads and the other advisor was going to close the business. And so I'm like, okay, can we connect on LinkedIn? And the guy's like, no. I mean, he just bluntly told me no. And I was kind of like a little put off by that. But to be honest with you, I can understand why. So let me just kind of refine what my point here. I think you can fraternize with other financial advisors that are not in your geographic area. And in fact, I think you should fraternize with people that like would probably never be able to do business with your clients. Even if they are a national SEC registered RIA firm, the chances of them getting to know your clients and making a camaraderie with them and building rapport over, 12 different states in between y'all, like that's probably not that likely. So I would say get a community of people that are geographically nowhere near you. And then I would make those people like some of your best business allies. I can tell you that from my perspective, in my work, my business changed and it went on a trajectory I don't think I would have been able to reach if I hadn't started to interact with my so-called competitors. And it came about because a lot of times I would be featured in the same media, like in the same article. I would be like writing for the same magazine, or I would be on a panel with that person, or I would be like mentioned in a LinkedIn update with a lot of these other people. And things changed for me the day that I was like, you know, I'm going to try to like learn from these people and be enriched by these people. And let me tell you, like, if you can go to all the conferences you want, you can read all like from the outsiders, like, you know, the people that are advising. There's no better advice than the advice that somebody can give you that's succeeding and maybe succeeding more than you, actually on the ground doing this stuff in their practical everyday life. And so that's what I would say to you, is that there's no practitioner's standpoint that you want more than the standpoint of he or she who is in your current role doing it better or doing it successfully in a different way. Because as much as the experts and the thought leaders have something to say, they definitely do. They are probably, unless they are financial advisors themselves, they're not every day in the business doing it. And so the perspective of the real world person is very valid. How do you get that? You're going to have to interact with your competition. So there are a few ways to do it. You could build a community in LinkedIn. You could create a little like Facebook or LinkedIn group for other financial advisors. And then you could just be very specific with everyone you invite. You could say something like, look, I'm inviting you because we're all CFPs. We have this common affiliation because we work with dentists. And I thought we could just all get together and share our best practices and help to enrich each other's businesses. And, I'm assigning one financial advisor per region because I want to make sure that we're not overlapping with our practices or something like that. I think a lot of people would be open to that. So in my membership, where I teach people LinkedIn and social media, I have actually quite a few advisors on this platform now, and we have a LinkedIn group, and it's a private LinkedIn group that only these people can be in. And I'm actually like really happy whenever people, you know, will kind of post in, like someone will post in and be like, I just made this YouTube video. What do you think of it? And then the other advisors will answer and be like, I liked this, or I didn't like that, or the lighting, and use this or that. And, or on my webinars, like the financial advisors will sometimes talk to each other on my webinars, and it makes me so happy. Because sometimes they provide a perspective that I can't necessarily provide. You know, like if they're with a certain broker-dealer firm and they know the compliance and they know the systems that that firm's using, and they know it better than me. I mean, there are some things that even from a marketing perspective, one financial advisor might be able to help another financial advisor with better than I could even. And so I'm really happy to provide the community that facilitates that interaction. But what I'm saying is, don't wait for me. Like, you know, you want to be on my membership. I mean, of course, I would love that. On my website, go sign up. But, you know, don't wait for me. You can create this yourself. And it doesn't have to be this whole big thing. Make sure that the group is small enough where you can trust the people, because you definitely don't want people going after your clients. If you're concerned about this on LinkedIn, you can adjust your security settings so that people cannot see who you're connected with. I actually have this feature in place because I myself have quite a large network. I have like maybe like 9,000 people I'm connected with on LinkedIn right now. And I definitely don't want people. And I also have a lot of clients. Like I have probably hundreds of people that have been my clients at one point or are my clients now. So maybe a little less than hundreds and hundreds, but I definitely have over 100, probably about 150, maybe 200. Well, anyways, the point is, I don't want people going and trying to pirate my clients away from me. So I actually have my connections not available to be visible. You can do that if you're concerned about that. Ask me about that if you don't know how to do it. But anyways, create a little community for yourself. Try it. The worst thing that can happen is that you stop it after like a little while. It's not going to cost you anything. And it really is about your competition, so to speak, is probably a more valuable source of information and advice than many other resources out there. So thanks everybody for listening. Bye.